9:36, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock. It's time for our already Monday morning conversation. It's a difficult conversation for a couple of different reasons. First of all, I'm just trying to get up to speed on this, and so I'm going to ask Renee Loca, who is the Director of Communication, confirmation that is, at Grace Lutheran Church. Sorry about that, Renee, but thanks for being here with us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Renee, first of all, give us a little bit of background on what's coming up at Grace on Wednesday night, then we'll get some introductions done here. So how did this thing all come about? We want the community to know that this is for everybody listening that wants to be a part of this. They can come on Wednesday night, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. Wednesday night, starting at 6, we're going to have some fellowship with appetizers and desserts. And then at 6:30, a gentleman named Scott Stoutenberg from the organization Destiny Rescue is going to be giving us a presentation about Destiny Rescue and their mission. We're going to end up in the end taking collections as we're working to raise money for the organization. And then we'll continue to collect donations until we meet our goal.
So a couple of questions. I remember confirmation class, and we didn't talk about sex trafficking anywhere in there. So tell us how this all comes together and why.
Okay. So as part of our confirmation class, our youth had the opportunity to go to an event called Quake. And it just wasn't our confirmation kids who went to this. We had students who were in our 6th and 7th grade program called GLOW as well.
Okay.
And at Quake, they have breakout sessions. And one of the breakout sessions was the Destiny Rescue Group, which I think most of our youth had attended and walked out of there most impacted by.
So, and as the adult in the room, you could tell that this was really hitting home with these kids.
Exactly. They came back to the room, talked about it, really heartfelt from all of them, and was a mission that they connected to because the organization, it impacts kids their age and younger.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it really, even up north here, it's still hitting home with these kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's get some intros here. Renee, who'd you bring with you this morning?
I have Toby Scott with me. He is a confirmation student of mine right now, and he's a 9th grader at the high school. And I have Faith Derleth, who was a confirmation student of mine. She was actually confirmed yesterday, and she's a 10th grader at the high school as well.
Well, congratulations, Faith, on your confirmation.
And thank you.
And did you take your first communion already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a while ago.
And Toby, welcome to the studio here this morning. How's class going?
Pretty good.
Okay. I want to hear about some of this from you kids here. Okay. So let's go back to Quake. Who wants to tell me, which one of you two want to tell me about your experience at Quake?
I can talk about it.
Okay.
It was just like really cool because like Renee kind of touched on, there's like a lot of different workshops and like you take something away from everyone. And, like, for example, another one was, like, we were packaging meals for, like, families in Ukraine during the war. And so, like, every workshop, you just, like, kind of took something out of it, which was really cool.
Okay. And, Toby, was the one about, did this one hit home the best for you, too? Or are you just kind of along for the ride? And you ended up, well, I'm just curious. There might have been some other things
it did hit home pretty hard.
Okay. Why? What was it about this particular topic, Toby? Why did it hit home with you?
Because everybody should have a chance of being free, making their own decisions, not having to obey to somebody else.
Okay. Faith, what did you learn the most? What did you take home, and why did you decide that this is something that needs more action? You can't just walk away from that one seminar that you sat in. Why? Tell me, Faith, why?
Yeah, it's just, like, crazy to think that, like, kids our age are experiencing these things because, like, obviously that's such, like, a mind-boggling thing. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around, like, the stats and the things they talked about, and also the fact that, like, our church has the opportunity to, like, help these people. I feel like we have the chance to, like, do something about it. So instead of sitting back, I feel like we should, like, use our opportunity and use our voices to, like, do something about it, like, talking on the radio, raising money, raising awareness for it. And, yeah, it's just crazy to think that this is happening to, like, kids that are the exact same as me.
Where is this happening, Toby? What did you learn about that? Where does this kind of stuff take place?
It takes place over in Asia.
Okay. So kids from here are being shipped over to Asia for...
No, No, they're taken from Asia.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they're taken from Asia and brought here? Is that it? Or
kind of all over the world.
Okay, yeah. This is a worldwide problem. Again, I didn't get to do a whole lot of homework on this, so I appreciate you filling me in some of these details here. So let's talk a little bit about Destiny Rescue themselves. And Faith, I want to start with you. What did you learn about Destiny Rescue, and why do you feel good about supporting this organization?
So I feel good because, first off, the person who was speaking was, like, really informed, and he gave us a lot of examples of, like, how they're rescuing kids. And basically, the overall gist of it, it's an organization that rescues children from human trafficking. And not only are they trying to rescue children and reunite them with their families, but they're trying to, like, keep them free as well. And they have rescued over 13,000 victims so far, and over 2,000 have been rescued this year alone. And a few stats, over 1 million children are exploited by commercial sexual exploitation. 59% of children trafficked are from the Asia-Pacific region. And $99 billion is generated by sex trafficking each year. And that's an average of $11 million each hour. So that, like, all those facts really drew me in and made me realize, like, this is an extremely, like, impactful thing that needs to, like, something needs to be done about it.
And I could just imagine it would really hit home. I guess the whole thing about this is to try to keep it from getting too close to home, because it's already out there and you want to keep it away from us.
Yeah. Yeah, it totally still happens. Like, I'm sure we see it across America, but Destiny Rescue goes to, like, the worst parts of the world. So, like, Asia, parts of Latin America and Africa, like, the worst possible conditions for these children.
Hmm. Toby, tell me about this event a little bit. How did that all come apart? Did you kids all have a hand in planning this whole thing?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what went into the planning and what you guys are going to do on Wednesday night.
We got to choose.
Choose, like, the format and how everything's going to work out. And okay, whose idea was it to have some food to start off? It's okay if it was you. You know, here's the thing. No, and I don't mean to make too light of it, but you want people to be engaged. You want them to be really listening and paying attention. You don't want them worried about what they're going to have to go and eat when they get done.
Correct.
So that's the whole part about having something good to eat at first. So then, as far as the program is concerned, you guys all had a hand in putting that whole program
Correct.
Together. And so what do you hope that people, first of all, I hope the place is packed on Wednesday night with everybody from the community that's interested in this. But what do you hope that people take home once they hear what's going to happen on Wednesday night?
But this is a bigger issue than some people might realize.
Really? Is that what how your eyes were opened? That had you ever heard of anything like this before you went to this breakout session at Quake?
Not really.
Really? And you really started to learn? How about you, Faith? Did you know much about this?
Like, I've heard about it, but then when he was, like, listing, like, how awful, like, thinking about the stats I even just listed off, like, how, like, it happens, like, every hour, how much of it occurs, like, that's just, I can't even wrap my mind around it, and it really is, like,
so insane. Literally right now, some kid's in trouble somewhere in the world, and they're about to...
As we speak.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about... Renee, I want to bring you back in with the money and all this kind of stuff. Let's talk about the fundraising aspect of this on Wednesday night, because, nothing... good things, we'd like to be able to make them happen for free, but everything costs a little money these days, and some things more than others. So it really costs a lot of money to get these kids rescued. So let's talk a little bit about the fundraising aspect.
Yep. So our youth set a goal of rescuing four children. It costs $1,500 to rescue each child, and that cost includes from going into rescuing them through reuniting with their families and making their life sustainable after that. So our youth are looking to raise a total of $6,000. We wanted to make a sustainable goal for our youth to be able to meet. Ways people can donate... there is a link that we'll put on the church's website. The church also has online giving through Vanco, the Vanco app.
Okay.
And there's an option in that app to choose Destiny Rescue if you'd like to give right online. You can make checks out right to Grace Lutheran Church with Destiny Rescue in the memo line. But we'd really like to see you at the event so you can hear firsthand from Scott about his experience. He has gone on some rescues, and his stories are heartbreaking to hear and really hit home, but it's also incredible to hear the hope this brings to people as well. So after the event, we'll be taking an offering as well that will go towards that.
Of all the different things that the kids were exposed to at this seminar, our group of seminars, were you really surprised that this is the one that they really latched on to and really wanted to come home and do something about?
Yeah, I think this was kind of surprising. I know they always package food there, and that's always one of the ones that kids come back and talk about a lot, too. But to hear them come back and in our devotions and closings at the night talk about this day after day, we knew that we were able to work with them to take some action on this. It's been a while since our youth have been able to take some action due to COVID and things like that, and now we're finding some normalcy again. So this is a great opportunity for our youth to step out and take the lead in something like this.
Back to you kids here, and either one of you can take this next set of questions here. Why does human trafficking happen in our world? Either one of you want to get started here with me? Toby, why don't you give it first off? Why is this happening in the first place?
Demand, greed, and the brokenness of this world creates a demand for the sale and purchase of human bodies.
What else, Faith?
Psychological, physical factors can expose vulnerabilities in an individual, family, or community. So, like, basically, a lot of sex trafficking occurs in parts of the world, like in poverty, and where these kids are not living in very good conditions, and so they're more exploited to these things, and, like, they might not have, like, a stable house and a family to live with, so they might just be, like, out kind of doing their own thing and very, like, exposed to being, like, kidnapped and sold and things like that.
And this is not only here in this, everywhere, wherever there's kids. When I was a kid, back in the dinosaur days, we were allowed to basically go from one end of town to the other. As long as we were back home when the streetlights started coming on, that was our cue that we had to start going home. We were not worried about any of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is stuff that you kids are growing up with that your parents and your parents' parents didn't have to grow up with. So we need you kids to really educate us and get behind this. Toby, I want to ask you, you want to see that church full tomorrow night, I'll bet. Mm-hmm. And Faith, and as far as you're concerned, when you get to church there on Wednesday night and you see the people that are there, are you going to be disappointed if it's not standing room only? It's okay to be honest.
Yeah, I hope to see a lot of people there, especially knowing like this is possible and it's not out of reach, because when we went to Destiny Rescue, another group who also raised money at a church that also inspired us to do this, because they rescued like 6 kids or something.
Okay.
And so I think it's just important for people to know that like this goal can be made possible. Like, for example, there's another thing, I'm not really sure how to pronounce it, but if every student in the United States gave $20, 1 million children could be rescued. So if you really think about it, like, it's so possible to, like, do something about this. And so I think if a bunch of people come, it would be really great. And I think if we get it across that we can help and we can impact it, like, it would be super cool to see a bunch of people.
I think it means, let's see, Rescue Op 120.
Yeah.
Okay, Rescue Op 120. If every student in the United States gave $20, 1 million children mm-hmm. can be rescued. First of all, the fact that there's 1 million children that need to be
yeah.
rescued, that's mm-hmm. sad thought. Mm-hmm. But if every student, even in the city of Tomahawk, were to give $20, we'd get awful close to the goal, maybe add another couple of kids to this list.
Yeah, like, there's so much we can do about it, and so it's really important.
Not just yourselves at Grace, you kids at Grace, but are you talking about this at school, too, Toby? Are you able to talk to this about other kids that maybe aren't in the confirmation class? Do other kids know about this?
Yeah, I have told a few people.
Okay.
I definitely feel as if I could talk about it to more people, though.
Okay, what's stopping you?
The fear of being ostracized from my fellow classmates.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good reason. And so any classmates that want to ostracize you for trying to do something good like this, those kids need to talk to from their parents and their teachers at school, first of all. And I like your motivation. It seems like your heart is in the right place here, Toby, and you just want to do something to help other kids. How about you, Faith?
Yeah, I think we can definitely make it more well-known at school, maybe like posters, just talking about it. And making it so it is a very uncomfortable topic. However, like, it needs to be made known that, like I said, we can do something about it. And I'm sure a lot of other kids at our school, like, have a heart like we do and mm-hmm. would love to like have an impact. And so if they know that like we have the opportunity to help, I'm sure a lot of kids would be like really willing to help and pitch in.
You know, I'm pretty honest with myself. I know a lot of kids don't listen to this program in the morning. I get that. that's very okay. But I know a lot of parents that do. And so parents, it's going to be behooving parents today and tomorrow. Talk to your kids about this. What kind of advice would you give, Renee, to grown-ups that are listening to this right now to get that place packed tomorrow night or on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think this is a very important message for our children, just to be aware of what happens in our world. It's not just something that happens on the other side of the world. It happens mm-hmm. here. So awareness is important for our children as well, so that as they become young adults and adults in their lives, they're aware that these things go on in their world, in this world, and don't become a victim of it as well.
If we do nothing else this morning other than getting the word about this, and the parents are going to start a conversation with their kids that had no idea how prevalent this is, if we get that conversation started, I'm going to consider this a really good conversation. And then if the church isn't all the way packed, at least we're going to do something beyond packing the church. Let's talk about the money that goes to this organization. This is important for people. People want to know this. Where does the money go?
So Destiny Rescue, when they raise their funds, all of the funds that go through the Rescue 120 app, goes directly, Scott talked about it going directly to 100% goes to rescuing children. All the other funds that come in, 81.8% is used within the program to rescue, reunite, and reunify. 7.8% is used for fundraising because they do need to make their organization known. Mm-hmm. And 10.4% is used for the management of the company. You can find all their tax audits and tax returns on their website as well. And they also noted they have an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. Hmm.
Yeah, that's good news too. Mm-hmm. And so check that all out online. Again, Rescue Op 120. If you Google that, that should be a good way to get more information on the background, right?
Right, and we do have a website set up through the Rescue app, so you should be able to find Grace Lutheran Church Youth through that app as well.
So it's going to be a little bit of talking, a little bit of eating at first at 6 o'clock at Grace on Wednesday night, right?
Correct.
And then at what time is the program itself going to actually start? About 6:30?
6:30, right.
Okay, and we can fit about 10,000 people in the church.
We wish.
Or so, yeah, we wish. But we just hope that it's full, really. I mean, in all seriousness, I hope this... I want to ask you kids a couple questions real fast, because we're almost out of time here. I hear grown-ups saying a lot about our community, Tomahawk. Toby, I'm going to address this to you. Grown-ups say this is a special place. It's a special community. People really come out to support others when it's a time of need. Do you feel that way, too, about Tomahawk? Do you see that yourself?
Yes, because there were quite a few people who came together to make the Tomahawk Dream Park possible.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool, too. How about you, Faith? You have a lot of confidence in our community, too?
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of confidence because, like, a lot of people attend our church and other churches and are, like, able to support us. And, like, by getting the word out like this, when a lot of people hear about it, they like to take action in our town, I've realized. And so we've made a lot of things possible, and I think that's really cool. So, yeah, I definitely feel support from the community.
So many times we see things, we wish we could help, but well, what can I do here in little old Tomahawk? If you've ever said that to yourself, Wednesday night's going to be a good action step to do something,
so
even here in little old Tomahawk. Renee, I'm going to give you some last words, but first, Toby, some last words. Why do you think some people that should already have plans on Wednesday night, drop your plans, come to Grace on Wednesday night, learn, and maybe pony up a little cash to help kids?
Because this is a bigger issue than some people may realize, and it could be closer than they could also realize.
Hmm. Very well said. How about you, Faith? Some last words?
Coming from me, who, like, I attended the workshop and I, like, heard what he had to say, it was, like, touched my heart so much. And I think, like, even if you're not interested in it, you should still, like, give it a try. It might be uncomfortable, but, like, when you hear what he says about, like, all the facts and all the things you can do, I think everyone will truly be touched and will be moved to, like, help. And not only help, but, like, just hear, like, what's happening. And, like, I don't know, I think it's such a beautiful thing that we can, like, reach out to people and get them to, like, hear what's happening. And
my goodness, I don't know how to say it any better. Renee, how proud are you of these kids?
These kids continue to amaze me every time I'm with them. They have big hearts. They have minds that are accepting of this world, and they're all in the right place. So
with all that in mind, Wednesday night, Grace Church, and here in Tomahawk, right on SOMO, it'll be an evening, and I guess I'd like to have some follow-up. I don't want to just leave this hanging here. Is there any way that somebody can get a hold of us? We can follow up on this and find out what comes out of Wednesday night and see if there's any more action steps we need to take. We want to be well on a strike while the iron's hot, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll contact the radio station after event and let you know where we're at with our goal. And that way you can let the community know where we need to go yet.
I wish I could have been better prepared for a conversation. This is something I'm going to look into a little bit more now that I've become aware of this. I want to thank you, Renee, for reaching out to us, first of all. And kids, Toby, thank you for doing what you're doing. And tell you what, here, you take this with you. No matter what these other kids are going to say, don't let them put a bushel over your light, okay?
Okay.
All right, you keep that light shining. And Faith, there's a lot of big things in store for you in your future. Very well said, and your heart's in the right place, and I know you're going to have a lot of success going forward, too, so thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, and